You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you this morning?
Good, but I'm worried whether people are going to like the music we play this morning.
Well, we're taking a deep dive into internet mainstream today, which is a very interesting world for us to be treating. What are we talking about this morning?
This is the phenomenon of sped up songs on TikTok. And it's so weird, and it's very 2023. So why don't we listen to the first one? This is 5050, who are actually a K-pop band, and this is their song Cupid's
Speed Up. Anyone who's just been on the internet this year probably has found it impossible to avoid this song, I would say. So what is this? It's called Nightcore, but that's actually like a 2000s genre as well. What are we talking about when we say Nightcore in 2023?
Well, yeah, so is it really Nightcore? So Nightcore also has had its own... It was invented in 2002 and then got really big in 2011. But I don't know if this is even related.
Nightcore, yeah.
But it's definitely doing a similar thing, which is a sped up remix. So, for instance, like this song is a K-pop song, and they did... also an English version, which I didn't know until yesterday, is also called a twin version. But the sped up version went viral because of a TikTok dance challenge. And then the real song, either the twin or the one in Korean language, made it really big on the UK and USA charts, which it hadn't before.
That's so interesting.
It's this weird spin of one affecting the other and going back and forth.
Someone's already texted us, Kirsten, to say that they've heard enough.
Well, yeah, wait, you've got two more songs.
Sorry,
yeah,
they're very short.
Listenable songs. But the weird thing is, so these remixes are usually done by just people, or there's particular DJs that have been doing it, and then the fans ask the artists to release officially the sped up version.
This is the bit that I find really fascinating, is that if you look up songs that are trending on TikTok, you will find the song and then you will find the sped up version, and often the sped up version is the more listened to song. There's also been wild phenomenon of like a band releasing a track that they'd been teasing on TikTok, and they'd been teasing the sped up TikTok version, and then they release their actual song and everyone's like, it's not the sped up version. It's a wild territory that we're wading into here. This one's like big at the moment, eh?
Yeah, I feel like I'm rotting my brain on TikTok right now, which I do frequently.
Well, people are probably triggered from their night scroll, their night doom scrolls of not being able to sleep. So, I mean, a lot of the articles I read, they're all saying the same thing and tracing it to Nightcore, which I kind of disagree with. And also, I don't think they're mentioning anime enough. I think there's a lot of anime videos. I think it sounds kind of like anime characters. You know, like, it goes well with wet Tokyo animated streets.
So, explain to us what Nightcore is, and then why you'd think this is not necessarily in that space, Kirsten.
Well, Nightcore was invented by these two Norwegian guys for, like, their PhD thesis or something.
Oh.
But then it became
Love a nerd.
Popular in the late 00s with... people, DJs making these remixes that are sped up.
It's got a real, like, Eurotrash hyper energy. Or as someone said, we used to do this with Mum's 45s on her record player in the 70s and laugh our asses off.
Oh, that's such a good point. I love that. But I feel like this is new. This is about memes. This is about TikToks. And, of course, everyone thinks it's about our attention spans being shorter and fast-paced life. But I think it does. It changes the vibe. It gets to the point sometimes they'll actually take out like instrumental breaks or pauses in the song. And so it's this weird thing of the song recharting once the sped up version becomes viral. And which one is it? Is it the sped up one or is it the original one? And as you said, and now there's sped up playlists. One of them has 14.8 billion views.
One of my friends who's got ADHD talks about this being like really satisfying to her brain, and that she finds it very like helpful for studying. Also uses techno music as well to study, so that says something, I guess, about the way her brain like finds that sound
relaxing. Okay, now that is
interesting
too, because I would have thought it might have been too distracting for ADHD and brain, but yeah, maybe because they can actually process information quicker, and it's like, instead of drawing it out, it's like, yes, this is how fast I could actually hear it.
I mean, that's a sample size of one, so it could just be my mate.
That's
but...
right. No, but it's still a different take that I hadn't heard. Some of it is dances. You know, dance challenges is a big thing on TikTok, which again is just so participatory. You know, instead of here's a record label, here's radio stations, and we're controlling what you hear and what you might like. And people are saying, no, I like it this way, I want to do this.
Someone says it's like Be a Doobie on helium. Or Alvin and the Chipmunks, do they count as Nightcore OGs in this
Absolutely.
Case?
Alvin and the Chipmunks discourse, come on.
Yeah.
Bring it to the forefront, please.
Jesse McCartney
Absolutely.
Revival. It is interesting because also pop artists have songs recharge because their label will release a song that came out maybe 5 or even 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they'll do a sped up version and it'll start trending again.
But are they re-releasing the OG version or the sped up version? See, they're not releasing the sped up versions as much now. And so either DJs or just actual muggles are doing it and they would like it to be released. And so they're still not sure what to do. You know, like, are they going to keep up with it and release it themselves? And someone says the new trend following this will be slowed and reverbed.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that's had its renaissance. Is that not?
Well, the trend
was
cycle.
Just me?
The trend cycle on the internet is so fast, and it does kind of circle back on itself a bit. So like a trend will be done, and then 3 months later have a little resurface, and a song that was like trending will sort of be interpolated into something else. It's quite fascinating. The research into this is going to be real
good.
Well,
that's right. Well, because then their theory that, oh, because people think differently or because they have slow, quick attention spans will be void, because if it's just about play, then the slow version and the fast version are equally interesting. Mm.
It's really, I mean, it is actually a really interesting phenomenon. I think I have such a problem with people trying to make some moral reckoning around it. Like, people have to be like, the kids are rotting their brains with these
fast songs.
That's I'm like, oh, relax. Everyone thinks the kids are rotting their brains in every generation, and they're mostly fine, so.
Correct.
And if they're having fun, who cares?
Doing a little fun.
And we've just all got rotten brains.
Have rotten brains. We've been through a pandemic. We're all rotten out here. It is a really interesting world to dive into, though. And the discourse really do be discoursing out there, that's for sure.
Discourse do be discoursing.
Thank you for bringing us...
Exactly.
Thank you for bringing us a bit of controversially nightcore or TikTok nightcore, we can put it in quote marks, perhaps. That was, I think, the shortest one we've done, because all of those songs are so fast.
Oh,
they're like
right.
two minutes, 25 seconds each.
Well, yeah, 20 to 25% faster or 35% faster. I mean, people can try to do it themselves and see what sounds good, you know?
You know, exactly. Hit that button on the record player and see what you got.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Kirsten. Have a great rest of your morning, and we will see you next week.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.